AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The search is expanding today in upstate New York as police try to track down two escaped convicts. This woman who lives near the prison says a lot of people are on edge.
It's been very scary. Not a lot of rest. Just looking over your shoulder and very unnerving, knowing that we don't really know what's going on or where they are.
It's been more than a week since the two inmates broke out of prison. A police sniper in Dallas killed a suspected gunman after the man opened fire on police headquarters, left explosives behind, and held police at bay from a heavily armed van. The suspect identified himself as James Boulware. A man said to be his father told the AP he believes his son may have reached a tipping point after losing a custody battle. 2 months after declaring her candidacy, Hillary Clinton kicked off her presidential campaign in New York Saturday with an appeal to the middle class.
The middle class needs more growth and more fairness. Growth and fairness go together. For lasting prosperity, you can't have one without the other.
After the New York rally, Clinton traveled to Iowa for a fundraiser. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush will formally kick off his campaign for the 2016 Republican nomination on Monday. Hundreds have taken to the streets in Hong Kong to rally support for a veto of an electoral reform package. The proposal would allow direct elections for the first time. But protesters are upset it would also require screening of candidates by a panel with ties to the government in Beijing. Hurricane watches and warnings are posted in southwestern Mexico because of Hurricane Carlos in the Pacific.
It's a Category 1 hurricane. Maximum winds are near 85 miles an hour. And it hasn't moved very much. The system continues to be situated just a little bit offshore, a little less than 100 miles to the south-southwest of Acapulco.
Hurricane specialist John Cangelosi says the storm is likely to come ashore early in the week. This is AP Radio News. A gun was fired in the lobby of the posh Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York Saturday evening. Four people suffered minor injuries. The person who had the gun is said to have been a guest at a wedding. The search for the missing climber on Mount Rainier in Washington State has been called off. A helicopter crew has spotted the body of someone matching the climber's description near the summit. The Stanley Cup could be decided in Chicago Monday night. The Blackhawks won Game 5 in Tampa Saturday night, 2-1. Hawks coach Joe Quenneville says he was really impressed with his goalie, Corey Crawford.
I thought he was solid tonight right from the outset, handled the puck well, rebound control, alert, battled. He's been really good in the series.
Lightning coach John Cooper says his team had a lot of shots on goal, though.
We threw 27 shots at Crawford in the last two periods, and we had looks. It just didn't go in for us tonight.
The Blackhawks lead the series 3-2. Final game, the next game is Monday night. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pro's number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.